Hi, I'm Jane Golden, the Executive Director of Mural Arts Philadelphia, and I'm here to tell you about Charlene Arcila. Charlene was an LGBTQ activist who lived from 1963 to 2015. Charlene Arcila came out as a transgender woman as soon as she moved to Philadelphia from Mississippi in 1990. She worked for the Philadelphia AIDS Consortium for 20 years, during which time she also founded the Philadelphia Trans Health Conference, now the largest conference for transgender and gender nonconforming people to provide healthcare and wellness support. It grew every year since its inception with 7,000 people attending in 2017. Arcila also led the grassroots movement to ban gender markers from SEPTA passes in 2013, arguing them discriminatory against transgender and gender nonconforming people. She served as treasurer for the William Way LGBT Community Center and as a member of the board of directors for the Mazzoni Center, a healthcare provider in Philly that serves the city's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities. Arcila sadly passed away in 2015, leaving a prominent and lasting legacy on the trans and queer community of Philadelphia. She founded the Philadelphia Trans Health Conference, now known as the Trans Wellness Conference, and led the movement to ban gender markers on SEPTA passes. Quote, "The important thing is to feel connected to people or communities beyond yourself. That plays a major role in reducing isolation and helping us get out of our own heads. It gives us a framework for coping and provides support when things get tough." Arcila said this about her philosophy that drove her activism. She is very much missed and beloved.
Thank you for listening. This has been a production of CitizenCast.